What broke him down? Was it just the body punching? I was hitting with body punching. I heard him actually crying in there. You're saying that Big was crying when you hit him?
Yes. When did that happen?
When he clapped the fourth round on.
Boxbooks.com.
So you knew you had him by that
Absolutely.
Time.
Absolutely, but I knew you were
cuffing and taking those punches. Making woman dresses like,
Let's go, champ. This is the champ. Keep sharing the champ with the fake champ. With Cali, my nigga.
BoxingBooks.com.
I'm a team like he's a C-plus fighter. I'm a dominant, I'm a dogfish fighter.
I'm talking about punch. We're going to punish you for 12 rounds. Either the referee says you had enough, or you can say you had enough.
Yes, tell me that you had enough. Tell me that this is too much. Tell me that we're giving you an overdose of TBV, hashtag TBV podcast. This is the place to be. Today is going to be your immediate reaction to Miguel Cotto. After a 15-month layoff, he's going to be coming back to take on the Mandingo Warrior, James from Texas, Kirkland. There's only one problem. It's going to be on pay-per-view. I don't think anybody wants any of that. So if this is something you're interested in, something you want to partake in, remember that number, 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 just once to get it off your chest. This is the Voice of the People hotline. We're going to head on over now back to the Sunshine State, to the home of the good doctor.
Boxing MB, what's going on?
Is that a fair statement to me? You have to be honest with yourself.
So, for all the people that think I'm negative and hating, this will be a show where I'm going to be negative and hating because, I mean, Jesus fucking Christ. And also, if you have little kids and you're politically correct and you get sensitive with using some slurs or whatever the fuck, get your kids away this shit because Miguel Cotto is butt-fucking us boxing fans. Even how the fuck is James Kirkland commissioned to fight again after that ass-whooping you took with Canelo? But I'll save it for later. But Ness, go ahead because, you know, this shit gets me hot, obviously.
Well, I don't know if he's going to need to be commissioned. I mean, usually after a knockout loss, you got to do 90 days. And, you know,
Kirkland, well, for each fight, you have to be approved by commissioned by a state to get a boxing license, right? You can't just go fight. I mean, you know, you have to be sanctioned. You have to be commissioned. So certain states have certain protocols. Obviously, certain states have, like, a state like Nevada has much stricter protocols than, like, California. You know, Pennsylvania has easier protocols than New York. But certain fighters who have neurological damage are able to go to between states, which is bullshit, obviously. But, I mean, you know, we talk about sometimes fighters, it's better to take the knockout punch right than take an ass whooping. James Kirkland managed to take both in the Canelo fight. He managed to get slept and take about 30 clean shots to the head, shots that we would expect a fighter to maybe never come back in boxing again. And I'm not exaggerating that. And that's after this fighter throughout his career has taken supreme amounts of damage. So, Miguel Cotto, man, can you pick a more damaged fighter?
Yeah, it's definitely diva-ish choosing.
It's not diva, it's cruel, to be honest. I mean, how do you, at the end of the day,
The only cruel part is that we have to pay for it if we want to see it.
I guess.
I mean, let's just be honest.
What do you expect? HBO. Cotto.
That upset. It would
Cotto's
be
TV okay ass ain't coming back.
Listen, it would be okay for Cotto to come back off a 15-month layoff and Kirkland himself if this was free.
And in the budget, Ness. Cotto could fight you and you could fight for free and it'd still be over the budget. And you know this.
All right. That being over the budget or not isn't the argument. The argument is it wouldn't be that bad of a fight if it wasn't pay-per-view. The fact that it's pay-per-view is what really has this one, you know, it's no good. Because
No. See, this is a different, right? This is a difference. You, for example, like the Golovkin fight, which may not even happen. But let's just say the Golovkin fight where he's fighting Daniel Jacobs. You don't like that fight because it's pay-per-view. But if that fight's not pay-per-view, there's nothing to complain about. Am I correct?
No, nothing to complain.
This fight, not pay-per-view, there are things to still complain about. That's the difference.
I just don't want to fall in an era where just because a guy has a title, the fight is pay-per-view. And, you know, that wouldn't be fair.
No, that's fair. No, that's definitely a fair criticism. But what I'm saying is that I think this fight's unacceptable, pay-per-view or not pay-per-view. I mean, James Kirkland hasn't fought since that ass whooping. We don't even know if has even been interviewed since that ass whooping.
Probably not. When you heard about this early this morning, obviously you're giving us your reaction, but the first thing, like, because I never, you know, first thing I thought was like, holy shit, where'd they find James Kirkland?
My reaction is that I hope that his Puerto Rican fans and don't buy this fight because he doesn't deserve the loyalty of his Puerto Rican fan base to buy this fight. I mean, that's what I come from, because I'm never going to buy this fight, and I think a lot of boxing fans won't. But I was criticized by some random person about saying, a legitimate fighter in the top five of the 160-pound weight class would do worse pay-per-views versus Golovkin than Cotto, because Cotto has a fan base, right? I hope his fan base doesn't support this fight, because, I mean, how do you feel good about knocking this guy out? I mean, this guy, like I said, he was a shell of himself when he fought Canelo.
MB, I think it's best that you stick to the fact that it's HBO pay-per-view and not a free fight, because, you know, you're making it out to seem like Miguel Cotto is a murderer because he's bringing James Kirkland back in off of a 2-year layoff, coming off of a fight.
He lost to Canelo, and I thought that fight was pretty, like, I was one of the people who gave Canelo more rounds than some other people, but he still was in a fight with Canelo. So Cotto is not a shot of a fighter that fighting someone like Kirkland at this point of his career is not dangerous to me. I mean, like I said, I don't see, like, what is he going to do? Like fucking flex after he knocks the guy on one round or two rounds?
So I just don't think that if it wasn't HBO, we wouldn't be complaining that much. Let's just be real. Because it's pay-per-view, you know, this is trash. I don't know. These guys are not going to make their money back. How many pay-per-views do you got to sell?
Fucking fight Tim Bradley. Like, how much better is a Tim Bradley fight sounding us?
Yeah, but you got to pay Bradley a couple of mil, too. Remember, Cotto got that $10 million mandatory minimum, so that's what I'm asking you. How many pay-per-views do you got to sell to get $10 million?
Well, you have to factor that the networks take about 50% of the – or the cable providers take about 50% of the pay-per-view buys, right? So let's just say at $70 a pop, you have to sell 100,000, get you $7 million. So 200,000 get you $7 million just in the hands of the thing. So they need about 300,000, I would say, to pay his $10 million, yes, based on that math. You hear where I'm coming from?
That's not even enough, because you got to factor in everything else. I mean, maybe the gate, because that's they're taking
this one.
Of course,
they get the gate, but you also remember they have to pay under, they have to pay site fees under.
Yeah, well, I think they got a site fee for this, because this one is happening at the Star, the new training facility of the Dallas Cowboys in Frisco, Texas. It is.
What's the capacity of that?
It holds 12,000.
Isn't it very odd that a pay-per-view fight's in a venue of 12,000?
I mean, Ward Kovalev just did about 12,000, 13,000.
I know, but the venue was much bigger. It just wasn't a sellout. I mean, that it was more of a random.
Well, I mean, maybe they're pricing it. I mean, they're scaling it accordingly.
That's the point I'm trying to make. It's going to be very hard for them to make money, because unless they're selling each ticket very high, we're speculating again, but I mean, whoever's willing to put money out, HBO's willing to put the money out, I guess, right?
That's what I don't understand. How could HBO buy Cotto versus James Kirkland but pass on Pacquiao versus Jesse Vargas?
Like, Jesse Vargas is still in the top 10 in his division. I just don't – it makes no sense to me.
All I want to say is whoever Cotto knows – I'm telling you, people talk shit about Roc Nation, but there goes something you got to take your hat off to. They're getting Cotto on television. They keep paying him that $10 million. So, Cotto, this one's for you.
He's still the most
– the holidays. Go ahead, MD.
He still is the most popular Puerto Rican fighter, and I think that's what they're banking on.
It seems that way. It is the holidays, so when the name of Miguel Cotto, I got my coquito here for all my Puerto Ricans. I know they know. MD wouldn't know. He doesn't tap into his inner Latin roots. But I want to send a little salute to Cotto. Then start getting out to some of these callers. Obviously, we want to get their immediate reaction. Not too many people really seem to care about this one, but we will see. Toma. 908, I mean, talk to me.
Yo, it's terrible, terrible, terrible that this fight is on pay-per-view, man. Like, what kind of shit is this? Like, this fight on pay-per-view is like, yo, with all due respect, I'd rather see Ness and B duke it out on pay-per-view than to watch fucking Kirkland and Cotto. You know what I'm saying? Like, It's like when I saw it, I'm like, yo.
What about Ness and MD? I'd fight Ness for that money.
Bumbling because
I'd fight all for that money? I'd fight both of them and some more people for that.
Yo, they're giving away money, and you made a great point. You don't take Pacquiao Vargas, who was a controversial fight. You know, at least it was. I don't want to say controversial, but people, the outcome of Vargas Bradley was kind of like, had people like Vargas had a little something. You know what I mean? Just the buildup to it made you say, all right, if I'm going to buy a fight, I'll buy it because it's Pacquiao, whatever. But there is absolutely no reason on God's green earth to pay for Cotto and Kirkland. You know what I'm saying? Like, you figure Roc Nation, if they got money to blow, maybe they do because they're only paying Ward and Cotto. So maybe they just have money to just throw away like that, you know, the same way PBC got a little disposable income. I don't get it, man, but don't let me keep babbling because I really don't have shit intelligent to say because it ain't an intelligent card and it ain't being marketed intelligently.
Well, I mean,
be positive in an aspect. He's like, I could say this. It's like HBO is willing to take the fucking financial loss for this fight. At least they're not taking up a standard HBO date.
MD, but isn't this a fight that deserves to be on, like, you know, like a true TV? Like HBO has other platforms that they never really fully expounded on. You know what I'm saying? But to charge us for it, I'm just a little livid about that, man. It's a good fight, especially if it's a good undercard, because Cotto's going to look like something, and they're going to put him in there against somebody at 147, and he's going to keep playing the Puerto Rican gatekeeper. It's all good. I like his style. Like you said, he's not quite banged up to where it's like you ain't wheeling him out there. You know what I'm saying? He's just not as good as the young, hungry guys. But to charge us for it, I feel like they could have did something special and just put it on another platform, man.
I mean, well, thank you for calling in. Listen, you know,
it's hard. Other platforms don't have the $10 million budget. It's difficult.
Yeah, but Roc Nation promised them that. How the hell are they going to promise them that on the dime of HBO? They need to come up with that shit somewhere on their own. And it's just sad that a fight like this, where a guy who hasn't fought in almost 2 years is a pay-per-view B-side. It's not fair, man. You see, I'm not even going to bring it up because it's going to fall on deaf ears. I'm going to go out to the Skype machine, going out to the UK. Blackface, talk to us.
Yeah, man, respect to everyone listening in the past, present, or future. When I first heard about the fight, the fight was perfectly fine for me because, as far as I'm concerned, both guys are inactive, both guys are not champions, and both guys are unranked. But then I realized that it's on pay-per-view. It's not going to be on pay-per-view for us over here in the UK. But for you guys over there in the States, being in pay-per-view, I think that's kind of funny, to be honest with you. I mean, you know, but then again, you know, I think people are holding, you know, Cotto to high regards. Like I said, he's inactive. He's not ranked. He's not a champion. If you're going to come back, you have to start from the bottom. I don't like my fighters jumping in line just because I've got a name and such. If you want to come back, you're going to start from the bottom and work your way up again. Some people might beg to differ. Some people might feel Cotto should be fighting someone who's inside the top 10 or top 20. But I feel that, you know, you should have to start from the bottom. You know, Kirkland, I've seen him getting sparked by Canelo. They're both coming off losses. They both haven't fought in over a year or something like that. I mean, has there ever been a pay-per-view? I mean, you guys are more educated in boxing than me. Has there ever been a pay-per-view before with two guys coming off a loss at the same time? Has that ever happened?
I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Was coming off a loss when he fought Manny Pacquiao?
Ooh, I don't think he was coming off a loss. Really?
Did he beat Alvarado maybe?
Double check that. But Blackface, like you said, you don't have to pay for this one. So you think it's a legitimate opponent? I mean, Kirkland, he does technically only have two losses, but it's like, yo, it's been a long layoff for him.
Yeah, I mean, I know it has been a long layoff for both guys, but Kirkland, from what I've seen, I've only seen one of Kirkland's fights, that's the Canelo fight. He's the type of fighter who can make you look good.
Yes, MD was right on that one.
You know, if Cotto plays his cards right, if Cotto's about it, which I think he is, Cotto can look amazing against Kirkland because Kirkland's just going to fly forward. As long as Cotto can survive the first, you know, few rounds onslaught, I think he could knock him out the same way Canelo did. Not in that particular spectacular fashion, but, you know, nonetheless, I think it is okay given both guys. I mean, Cotto's old as shit now. As I said, unranked, inactive, not a cat champion. He can do what he wants at this point. He's already gone to the Hall of Fame, as I'm concerned. That's my call, man. Be so good that they can't ignore you.
Okay, so
I'm striving for a Blackface.
That's a good one. But what's better is MD's quick knowledge about that Manny Pacquiao was coming off a loss to, obviously, Marquez, and Brandon Rios was coming off that loss to Alvarado when they had a pay-per-view fight in Macau, China. And
I did my best, but my base wasn't good enough.
You said, and what? I didn't know. I went with my sound.
But neither, but, you know, my whole thing is like, I mean, if you want to see the most horrendous ass-whooping of all time, turn on Kirkland Canelo. Seriously, like, Ness, I mean.
What about this, MD? What about this storyline here? Cotto comes back after 15-month layoff to face Canelo, common opponent, beats him in the same fashion or better, enters the rematch with Canelo, Cotto, Cinco de Mayo. February was a tune-up for Cotto to get back in the rematch with Miguel Cotto and Saul Canelo Alvarez, Cinco de Mayo, somewhere in Vegas, you know, instead of Billy Joe Saunders, who already said he needs two fights, so he's not going to unify. He's not going to unify with Golovkin. He's not going to fight Canelo.
That would work on the idiot boxing fans who don't realize that Kirkland is damaged fucking goods.
But that's what a tune-up does, and that's why it's on pay-per-view. If you don't like it, don't buy it. Aren't you the one that said that when we were discussing Triple G Daniel Jacobs?
This is big, the best present for everybody, for TV, for my fans, for everybody, for boxing.
That is correct, and that's what I told Amin. At least it's not taking up an HBO date.
Right about that. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, we are working extra hard over here, courtesy of our Patreon subscribers. So if you can be so courteous as to head on over to YouTube and hit that thumbs up. There's a lot of you watching, and YouTube thumbs up just don't equate. Let's go back out to these phone lines. We're going to go to 651. It looks like I'm looking in my crystal ball, but I have no producer. Could it be Victor the truck driver?
No, this is Unfadable, man.
The Unfadable. I'm sorry, brother. No producer until 7 p.m. Remember, we're still having our 7 p.m. show later back tonight, so make sure you call in to make your predictions.
Oh, that's all good, man. Don't sweat it. Man, we all love Miguel, man. Miguel's our first ballot Hall of Famer, first Puerto Rican, four division champion. But, man, this fight on pay-per-view stinks bad, you know. But it's not his fault, you know what I mean? Trying to get paid.
How many division champion did you say he was?
Four.
He's not a four division champion. That fucking win against Sergio was bullshit.
Haterade in the building.
Yeah, I am a fucking Miguel Cotto hater, and I hope you don't buy that pay-per-view fight.
Yo, stop jacking, Unfadable's call. Let him finish.
That's all good. No, I appreciate MD. I appreciate y'all. Y'all do like you guys are kind of like the first take of boxing, you know? Master Stephen A with the connections. MD's like the emotional guy, you know? MD, you have knowledge, you love the sport, but sometimes you get too emotional. But I am a fan of yours though, man. Just keep progressing and your whole skills will get better.
But he's gotta spar more. He's gotta spar more.
Back to the fight, Kirkland, I heard he actually is hiring Ann Wolf to come train him. And when he looked at his best, it was when Ann was like motivating his ass, you know.
That would be
that
good.
Could be an X factor. No, go ahead. You can finish real quick. But yeah, that's gonna be an X factor. Because Ann Wolf, she's a real deal. You know, she was mean as hell when she was boxing and as a trainer. But this fight should be on regular HBO.
Who'd Kirkland be with Ann Wolf?
Alvarado.
He beat Angulo with Ann Wolf. One of his toughest fights. He got dropped in the beginning of that fight, remember? Mm-hmm. But he's always looked good as well with Ann Wolf. He beat Joel Julio or something like that. It's been a while, man. Kirkland, remember, outside of Kirkland not really fighting, he's always had long layoffs. He went to jail like twice in his career, and then he's been just inconsistent. He had the 50 Cent SMS promotion signing, then that sidelined him. He was always sidelined.
No, but Ann, she motivates him hard, but that's why sometimes when you're not training hard, you don't want a coach like that to yell at you too, though, you know? I mean, obviously, James is getting another payday. Good for him. I mean, he obviously doesn't deserve it. It's been 22 months since he's fought. Miguel, he should have fought Tim Bradley. I would have loved – I think that fight would have did well, like 100, 200,000 pay-per-view buys. Because that's former champion versus former champion. I heard they tried to get Marquez. But he wouldn't go over 147, and Miguel's fighting at like one. He was willing to go to 150. You know that fight, legend versus legend. You could have sell that too, but this fight's gonna do bad. It's gonna do Crawford postal numbers, 50,000. That's my call, man. I'll try calling later for the Molina and TC.
Yeah, for every other pick though, you got to make your pick for Dillian White, Chisora, Luis Ortiz, Anthony Joshua, Molina. I mean Crawford, Molina. And Beltran, everybody's fighting this weekend. Erickson Lubin's, Mario Barrios, so many people. That's why we broke it down to a lot of different shows.
Sergey Limpinus.
Yeah, Limpinus said, and he's an eliminator for the belt that Julius Ndungo just won. So he's going to be making some noise in that junior welterweight division. He's been a guy that a lot of people have been talking about. He signed Al Haymon and Louis DeCubas Jr. So he's on the move for sure. They're trying to set him up for something big.
And you also have to understand, too, to help promote this fight, to create like the advertising, the 24/7s, that costs them money. So, I mean, it's like a give and take in how much money they're willing to dish out, addition to the mandatory minimums for, you know, Miguel Cotto. Also, it's another financial risk to build an undercard. So, I don't know what the hell they're going to do to sell this fight because
no, that's the biggest problem, MD. Rock Nation doesn't. I mean, outside of Luis Cubas Aries, who's a Milwaukee native, trained out of Las Vegas, and now it's really kind of a ghost. I know he's still winning because I follow him on social media, but like he signed to Rock Nation after being dropped from Floyd Mayweather and TMT, and we don't know anything about him. But that's a super middleweight that was a young prospect when he was with TMT. We were getting to see him on TV. He was aggressive. Working really hard, going to the body well, and really rushing up the ranks too. I remember they put him in with a veteran. I can't get the name off top right now, but someone that we didn't expect at 11-0 or 10-0, I believe, this is when he fought him. And he cleaned his dude clock really quick with some body work, kind of like Julian Williams style, you know what I mean? But Rock Nation, they also have like Michael Hunter, I believe, or another someone from Philadelphia, big heavyweight, but there's no promotion over there. We're wasting time talking about those guys. They're gonna put this on pay-per-view, and you know if it flops, it flops. They really don't. I don't think they care, man. Because if they did, they wouldn't be putting it on pay-per-view. Listen, let's go out to these phone lines. We got two
2-4. Immediate reaction, Miguel Cotto versus James Kirkland, but it's going to be on HBO pay-per-view February 25th. What do you think?
Hey, what's up, man? Do you know what Kirkland is known for?
Going to sleep.
Yeah, by Canelo, man. Everybody's talking about him right after he got knocked out by Canelo, right?
I guess.
And now against Cotto, come on, man. That's a bullshit-ass fight. Even if it was free, that would be a bullshit-ass fight, man.
Even if it was free, you would be mad? Like, if it was regular, why?
I would, too. I agree with him 100%. I said that before, so why are you surprised?
Negative. Everyone knows
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you see? I agree with that guy, man.
Yeah, but MD's the Mr. Scrooge of the...
He shouldn't be allowed to fight again, honestly. Like, he should be fucking... Like I said, I haven't even seen him on TV yet. Like, Ness, you don't understand that type of ass... I've been watching boxing a long time, and it's very rare that I've seen that type of ass whooping. And I'm not even exaggerating. Tell me a fighter who's taken a similar ass whooping and got a higher level.
Man. The same thing is going to happen against Cotto.
But what about if this is just an in-between fight to get Canelo back in a ring in May?
You think Canelo's going to fight Cotto again?
Why not? A rematch does bigger numbers than a Billy Joe Saunders fight. It's going to do more numbers.
He's going to give him a rematch.
It's going to do more pay-per-view numbers than Liam Smith.
No, yes, I agree, but I don't think Canelo will fight Cotto again. I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
Because he's
90 seconds.
He's going to be scared that Cotto might beat him, you know? And they want to manage his career so he can stay undefeated. That's why he doesn't go up, you know?
Well, all right, brother, I got to get to some other callers. We got 90 seconds. If you're listening to this on the live feed, remember to press 1. We are now going into overdrive mode, but I'm going to give you your normal time, but the phone lines will be closing up. 3-2-3. I believe this is Santiago.
60 seconds.
Yep, this is he. My immediate reaction when I first saw, you know, Cotto Kirkland was, holy shit, you know, I haven't seen Kirkland since May 2015. You know, that was a week after, you know, the whole Mayweather-Pacquiao shit that happened. And the fact that this is going to be on pay-per-view is outright disgusting, man. I mean, we're all going to feel the exact same way we felt when they tried to put Broner Maidana on pay-per-view. They made the correct decision later to get it off pay-per-view. Hopefully someone gets their head out of their ass and takes this off pay-per-view like they did.
I'll be honest. Even when that fight was announced and it was going to be pay-per-view, I was happy. Remember, Broner was undefeated. He was looking red hot. And then in retrospect, to see the way that it turned out with Maidana upsetting him in the fashion that it did and that arena being as packed as it was, I was there live. Let me tell you, they probably could have done that one on pay-per-view. That ended up being a great fight.
No, for sure. It turned out to be the kind of fight you would have wanted it to be. I mean, we got to see a side of Broner we didn't know was there and hasn't been there since, to be honest with you. But at the same time, it's kind of like, you know, we didn't know it was going to be that way, you know? So it's kind of like they made the correct decision of getting the fight off pay-per-view to, you know, keep us happy, not to keep us pissed off, you know? So hopefully someone up there says, you know what, we're going to piss off a lot of people. Let's take this off the fucking pay-per-view.
Well, let's hope they listen to the show, Santiago. I'm going to get to some other callers. Remember, we're back in about an hour for our 7 p.m. normal Thursday show where we're making all our picks. We're going to be checking that list, checking it twice on Sunday. All you guys, it ain't nice, but no, they're going to eat a lot of crow, so make sure you call in. We're going to go to 224. You're up.
Yeah, man, my immediate reaction is not for pay-per-view. Robbery right there, man. I know they're going to have – that's his last fight on Roc Nation. I think they own like $10 to $12 million, something like that. So that's why it's probably on pay-per-view. And I'm not surprised that if it's on HBO, because it looks like they have a tentative schedule for the rest of the year for most of their fights to be on pay-per-view. So I'm not happy about it being on pay-per-view, but I'm a Miguel Cotto fan. I've always liked him since he was at 140. And with Kirkland, you know, he couldn't get Marquez. He couldn't get Bradley. You know, this is boxing. Some fights don't work out for the business or whatever happens. And then, you know, you get a guy who's been sitting up, who, you know, has the dog and go out there and put on a good fight. But it depends if he shows up. If he got Ann Wolf, like one of the callers said, then I hope he shows up and, you know, lay off, gave him some rest, and he come back focused and at least give a good fight. You know, I wouldn't go as far as to say that the, you know, oh, that's a fight they shouldn't put on. And it's, you know, that's what we got is boxing. And hopefully, you know, let's wish for the best and hope we see a good fight. That's my call. I'll be calling in later.
All right, brother. Well, thank you for calling in. I'm sorry to cut you off there. You there? You there? 224.
Yeah, I'm there.
Yeah, sorry about that. System cut you off.
Yeah, I'm there.
All right, well, we'll see you later on in about an hour or so, brother. Make sure you get all those picks ready. We're going to go to Chicago, 773. Immediate reaction, Miguel Cotto, James Kirkland, HBO pay-per-view. Get those thumbs up out there, ladies and gentlemen. You're watching this on YouTube. Hit us with some thumbs up. A thumbs up says hello, says you like the content, says you like what's going on around here.
Yeah, I gave you guys a thumbs up. Hey, what's up, Ness? What's up, guys? Hey, my immediate reaction is, number one, like everybody, I don't think it should be pay-per-view. But then again, Cotto's high dollar just because of his name. I know MD said he don't like Cotto. Hey, man, we all have a guy we like, don't like. But Cotto, all I can say is resume, period. Been watching the guys for years. I think Kirkland
matchmaking. That's also what I could say.
Is that I don't think he's in a position. I know he's got to eat. He's got to make money. You know, he's got to get back in the mix. But you know, it's a showcase for Cotto. You know, to get him back in there. I would have rather seen. I don't know. I think maybe somebody like Rosado. You know,
shouldn't he give Trotter a rematch after he whooped that ass?
I wait. What's that?
Why doesn't he give Trotter a rematch after he whooped that ass?
Oh, Trout?
Yeah, like, the crazy thing is people forget Miguel Cotto left 154 because he tried to get a belt at 154, but Trout whooped that ass. So then he left to 160 to fight an injured 160-pound Sergio Martinez. Let's not pretend that's not true. Are you disagreeing with that? Ness, are you disagreeing with that?
Yeah. All yeah. I know is no, MD. No, all I know, listen.
It's the fucking truth, Ness. Don't get angry.
Well, I'm not angry, Cola. Well, I just want you to know that. No, go ahead.
Go ahead.
You go.
All I'm saying is we can get into the semantics of nitpicking and saying, you know, what you said is true. Yeah, shit, I like Sergio Martinez. Shit, his leg was fucked up. They took advantage of it. They went up there and they fought at a weight, which to me, I don't like catchweight at a championship level. He fought at 159. Okay. Hey, I'm not down with that shit. But focusing on, we can get into a later date. I don't want to use up time on that. But in terms of Kirkland and Cotto, Cotto's going to, you know, put on the show. It's pretty much it's a stay busy fight, get back in the mix type fight. I don't think it should be pay-per-view at all. But I think Kirkman's going to go in there. I don't know if we're going to see any real changes. I think he's the guy himself who needed an opponent that's not Cotto. It's a money fight for Kirkland. Don't get me wrong. He's going to eat. He's going to make some paper. But, you know, I think for Kirkland, my opinion, I would have had Kirkland bring himself back into the mix again with a different opponent, not at a Cotto level. I don't care if Cotto's been out a year. Cotto's going to – he's just going to simply outclass the guy. That's it. You know, it's a fight for fans to Cotto fans to get excited about in a way, but not really, because I like Cotto, and to me this is just a showcase fight, and then they're putting it on pay-per-view, which to me I don't really care for that. But, of course, I got Cotto winning. He's just gonna outbox him.
Will you be paying for it?
I don't know. I don't know where Cotto's power is at right now.
Caller, will you buy the fight?
You've never known for Probably not. It depends. I talk to my guys if everybody wants to go in on it or, you know, go somewhere, if they're even hosting it at any one of the bar and grills, you know, yeah. But
and I assume as a Cotto fight, you bought all the Cotto fights before this one. This is the first one you were like, eh, I don't know, right?
Right. Considering the opposition, looking at Kirkland, because if I'm telling you Kirkland himself to get back in the mix, even if he's got Ann Wolf or not, he still needs to get back in there with an opponent, kind of like what Cotto's doing, but on his level, and then work his way back in. That's my opinion on Kirkland.
Well, all right, brother.
Kirkland, to me, it's kind of shaky, man.
We're going to have to get back with you at 7 p.m. Eastern time.
Join us every Thursday and Sunday live at 7 p.m. Eastern time.
We wanted to give you guys a little bonus. This is an immediate reaction show. We wanted to see if everyone felt just as shocked as Boxing MD. Actually, let me go out to Joey from New Zealand really quick. Joey, talk to us. Joey, did he drop off? Oh, he can't talk. What about Alex? Alex still can't talk. Well, there it is. I tried to go to my last two, and we won't be doing any of that. But this has been your little breaking news, immediate reaction show. Your guy, Junito Miguel Cotto, is back. But it's going to be on pay-per-view February 25th. MD is loving this fight. I love how he's ridiculing Cotto, but when he wanted Cotto to give Triple G a shot, it was all good that he went and got that belt from Sergio Martinez.
Nah, because I wanted the belt.
Yeah.
I wanted all the belts to go for the rightful 160 pounds. And ever since Cotto's, I mean.
Man, how I killed the guy.
I mean, the funny thing is that how much of a bum Cotto's been lately is he got knocked out by Pacquiao, something that he couldn't even do to Chris Algieri's. Think about that, Cotto fans. Chris Algieri won 12 rounds.
You serious?
I am fucking serious. No, I am fucking serious.
Cotto that fought Pacquiao was way different. And the Pacquiao that fought Cotto was way different.
My base wasn't good enough.
Manny Pacquiao's last knockout win was Miguel Cotto.
Hey, listen, we will be back in about an hour. So tune in, tell a friend to tell a friend. You already know. I am your host, Ness GTO. This has been some overdrive for that ass. And I am here with my good co-host. Find me on Twitter and on Instagram at Ness GTO and my good co-host, The Good Doctor.
You can find me at BoxingMD1 on Twitter.
See y'all in a bit.